Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. Welcome to this edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump and I'm your host. Today it's just me and this is a smaller podcast, but it's something that's been on my heart for a while and I wanted to dive in on this topic for you. Hopefully it'll be an encouragement for you. But my title is When Summer Heats Up, because for most of us, we're into the middle of our summer programming. We're dealing with crazy volunteer schedules, Bible schools, outreaches, and yes, even planning for the fall is starting to begin. And sometimes, for many leaders, this is overwhelming. If you're brand new to ministry, or whether you've been doing this for a while, sometimes summers can really heat up and be a really challenging season and a discouraging season. Have you ever had one of those Sundays where half your team was out on vacation and your volunteers, some of them even called in sick or forgot that they were serving? Ever had one of those Sundays where your senior leader messages you on Saturday night and says, hey, I came up with this great object lesson idea and I know you'd be the person to have all the items I need? Or, hey, have you ever had one of those Sundays where your tech starts going crazy, stops working, does things that it's never done before? Ever had one of those Sundays where at the end of the service, you're like, man, I just want to walk away? Ever had one of those Sundays where you're like, I wish fall would just get here already so we could be back to normal schedules? Or ever had one of those where you're like, oh man, fall's coming and I'm nowhere close to being ready? Ever said, I need a vacation, but I don't know how to take it because I'm the only one leading? How can I go away? Everything will fall apart? Yeah, we've all been there and we've all done that. And we all feel that kind of pain and that struggle. And there are times, like I said, where summer can be a real discouragement. In spite of all the things that you see God doing through the amazing Bible schools and the outreaches and seeing lives changed, seeing new families come and checking out your church, sometimes summer is hard. So what's a leader to do when you feel overwhelmed by summer? Well, let me give you a couple of tips that I've learned over the many years of doing ministry. And yeah, I've had some of those seasons. Had them even recently. I get it. So what would I do and what have I done? Well, one of the first things, and I'm not joking, guys, when I say stop and breathe. Yeah, take a break. Focus on your breathing. Now, I'm not trying to give you some new age hocus pocus. I'm serious. You need to take a seat and relax. Spend some time just breathing. Sit in silence if you need to. Put on some very quiet worship music. But let me tell you, when we're running so hard that we don't stop and breathe, the enemy can hit us hard. Breath brings life. Breath brings perspective. Breath allows the Spirit's voice to whisper deeply into your soul. Remember, God says, be still and know that I am God. You know, the prophet Jeremiah began to feel all alone. He began to feel like he was the only one. In fact, he cried out to God and was saying, I'm the only one here. And God had to remind him in that still, small voice that he wasn't alone. So maybe you need to stop and breathe and realize God has your back. And that this season, while it's hard, you're not alone. And there are people in your church that if you'll open your heart and open your eyes and allow God to point his finger to them, they could step into some of the gaps. Second thing I would say in the summertime when life gets hard and when things get challenging, never ever make a hard decision when you're running on empty, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I oftentimes hear of many leaders who walk away during hard seasons, especially in the summertime, and that only makes the enemy happy. He's the only one that wins. I've had hard weekends where, like I said, a lot of the things that I mentioned has happened. Those are real examples to me. And there were times that by 12:30 after the morning service, I'm ready to type my resignation. There have been Sundays where I've had my laptop open, Word is wide open, and I'm starting to type. But who wins? It's not the children. It's not God getting the victory. It's the evil one. So never make a hard decision when you're running on empty. Another thing I would say is when summer comes hard at you, make sure you stay focused on one thing at a time, one life at a time, one task at a time, one day at a time. You're going to need to stop and take some time to plan out your days even more. Put them in order. Because when we're in chaos and things are spinning around us, if we have a constant of a list, if we have things in order, the enemy can't distract us and take us off task. But also allow yourself some time to dream and to worship in those tasks. So take those moments where you can dream and worship. Plan for some of that. Plan to do some creative thinking. Yeah, it's hard, and it may be a grind for a little while. But if you do it, you'll be amazed at what the Spirit can show you. When summer comes at you hard, that's when you need to schedule a day off or some hours off. Now, I'm serious. You need to stop and probably pause this podcast right now and pull out your calendar and make yourself take some time away and unplug from social media, from emails, from your phone, and get away. For me, it's going by a body of water or getting out onto the nature trail or sitting out at my campsite around a fire. Taking that time and scheduling it away. Sure, it's hard. Sure, there's lots of things that will pile up while you're gone. But you know what? If you don't do it, you can burn up and burn out. And summer will come at you even harder when we don't take the time to schedule some time off. I say this all the time in seminars and in coaching with some of my coaching students. Hey, Jesus took time away to stop, to pray, to rest. He even took naps. So why do we think as human leaders that we don't need those things? So yeah, you may need to schedule some nap time. Tell them Tom said you should. If your senior pastor asks why you're sleeping at your desk, just say, hey, there's this guy on this podcast, and give him this podcast and say, hey, even the pastor needs to take a nap every once in a while. But we all need that rest because Jesus did. Why shouldn't we? So schedule some time away and do it. Do it now. Another thing I'd say is when summer comes at us hard, take a day and go have some fun with your team. Have a campfire and make some s'mores. Don't talk any shop. Just talk life, family, funny summer stories. Go to an escape room. Go out to lunch. Go for a walk as a team. Walk around a playground and see different things that you could do as a fun team activity. Find some fun things to do. Go paint. Go play paintball. I don't know. But go do something fun as a team. And you'll be amazed at what that can do for you and your leadership. What it can do for you and your teams just by going out. What an example it would be to them that you've scheduled some time in your busy schedule to have some fun with them, to pour into them, and to have some laughs. The other thing you can do in the summertime when life gets hard is try something new and different. Change it up. Change the way you do ministry. Sometimes we fight and fight and fight with scheduling when maybe what we need to do is just have a giant group for a couple of weeks and do a large kids church. And yes, do kindergarten through fifth grade. It can be done. Plan some extra games, some silliness, some fun worship, maybe a crazy object lesson. Change it up. Change the focus. It'll be new and fresh for your volunteers, for the children, and for you. And it might just ignite something that you'd be like, wow, I never knew this would work for us. Or it might totally fail. But hey, you found something that didn't work. That's okay. Edison found a lot of failure in making the first light bulb. He learned a lot of ways to fail. We don't need to be afraid to fail in children's ministry, but sometimes we are. We're afraid to let something bad happen. And it's really not bad. It's just that we learn some way of not doing ministry. But I would encourage you, find a new way to do something and do it differently. Tweak something, change the format, change your schedule, but find out and see if it works or if it doesn't work. Summers are a great time to do that. Summers are a great time to learn and maybe do something even better than you have ever thought it could be. Another thing is to take some time and evaluate. Now, I know that's hard when seasons are hard, but sometimes we need to take a good hard look at what's not working and where it's not working and why isn't it working. And then let's improve one thing. Pick one thing on some of those lists that you know you have to get to improved and get creative and brainstorm a while. Ask parents for input. Ask other leaders for input. Don't just get on a Facebook group and post a big general question and get 6 million answers that probably won't fit in your context. Talk to your team about it. Get them. And hey, maybe invite a group of kids to get together and do some evaluation. Ask them what they like, what they don't like, what they would like to try. Sure, some of their ideas are going to be off the wall and kooky, but hey, out of that kookiness might come something totally brilliant that could be a game-changing idea that you could launch in the fall. So there's lots of things that you can do in those ways. But get creative, brainstorm, pray, plan, dream. Even when it's hard, even when it feels like a grind, keep dreaming. Keep planning. Maybe even ask for some time off on a Sunday where you can go visit another church and see how they do things. Sometimes getting a fresh perspective from someone else is a good thing. Or have someone come visit your church from a different church and give you fresh perspective on how you check in, check out, what their kids experienced. Have them do some secret shopping. It's a great idea. And sometimes I've done that with some of my coaching students and other consulting groups that I've gone into churches and just kind of watched for and gave them some fresh perspective. Those times that I've done it for me have been game-changing for me. So those are some ideas there. Last, I'd say even in the summertime, consider getting a coach. You know, if you're brand new to ministry or whether you've been in ministry for a while, it's easy to get comfortable. It's easy to play it safe. It's easy to copy and paste and just maintain instead of really being pushed to grow. And one of the things that a coach did for me was gave me a whole brand new perspective on ministry, brought my creativity back, got rid of my fears. And instead of me copying and pasting from other ministries, I started making new things happen. I started seeing God raise up in me some new things to do and to try. A coach was a game changer for me. And maybe you have heard and maybe you haven't heard about Kid Ministry Collective Coaching, KMC Coaching, but I've got several opportunities for individuals to come on one-on-one for 3 to 6 months of individual coaching where we work together to make a difference in your ministry, to see you grow as a leader. We walk through your personality and how you're wired. How do you schedule your day? How do you build your calendar? How do you prioritize and plan? What are your boundaries? We walk through all those kind of things. And then we start looking at your structures and your ministry and your goals and where you're at and where do you want to go and how do you get there? And I'm confident that the people that have come through the KMC coaching already have already seen great growth in their life and in their ministry. And I want to challenge you to think about investing in yourself and making that investment because it will pay big dividends. And I want you to know that KMC Coaching is offering some individualized coaching, but very soon we're going to be offering something totally unique. Now, you may have already heard of other group coaching or cohorts or those kind of things, but what KMC Coaching is going to be offering is very unique. I have no doubt about it. It's going to be a small coaching group, 4 at max of 5 individuals together through a journey where we're going to get into thinking about ministry. We're going to be diagnosing what does a leader need to think and what does a leader need to do. And how can we build our leadership so that we can lead our ministries into greater things? This is one of those programs where it's going to be an amazing journey where we're going to guide people through a process. And then our desire is to never see you come back into this process again, because you're going to be growing as a leader. We're going to give you the tools that you need to make things happen in your ministry, to grow your volunteer base, to grow your ministry, to be creative, to problem solve. And as a leader, it will be a game changer. So if you're interested, if you're brand new, if you've been doing ministry 5 years or less, we really want to open this door wide for you. If you've been doing ministry for a while, I would highly recommend one-on-one coaching, where we could dive in deep on what you're currently doing and where you want to go as a leader. Maybe you need time to renew your creative spark, to renew your heart, to heal from hurts. One-on-one coaching is definitely for you. I would highly recommend you check it out. You can go to kmccoaching.net or tombump.com and click on the coaching tab, and there you can fill out a form and just get some basic information where I can have a time to talk with you over the phone or on video chat, and we'll diagnose where you are and where you can go, and I'll share with you a little bit more in detail then. So if you're interested in KMC coaching, let me know. Feel free to respond to this podcast, mention it, and there's a special offer that if you do mention the podcast, that I will extend to you as a KMC podcast listener. So listen, don't let the summer beat you up. Use the summer, leverage it for something new and exciting. Ask God for greater things. Ask God to show you some fresh wind and some fresh fire in your spirit. Ask God to provide some new blood on your team and begin to search for His ways to do things. Don't worry about copying and pasting from somebody else. Ask God for His vision for what you want to do and what you need to do in your community, in your context, and then go for it. Pursue it. But make sure you take some time to breathe, gang. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. I sure appreciate your support of this ministry. I thank you for those of you that have been leaving reviews. I'm hoping that more will take a moment. It only takes 2 or 3 minutes at the most to go out and just fill in a review on iTunes, because that helps us get up in the algorithm so that more people can hear about the KMC. Feel free to share it with other ministry groups. We would love for more people to hear. If you've got topics that you would love for us to dive in on, let us know, because we're always taking ideas. Or if there's a guest that you think, hey, the community ought to hear about this person or this ministry or this idea, we would love to talk about that. So God bless you. Have an amazing summer. And let's go into fall with a brand new perspective and seeing what God's going to accomplish in His kingdom. God bless you all. Thanks for listening to the KMC. Join me again for another episode of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBump. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.